I think a go-devil's some sort of plow.
I've never heard of it.
But
prided myself of knowing about plows and things, but that, I don't have any idea. I've never heard of that.
Well, it may not be in this area, but
I would say it isn't.
What different kinds of fences do people used to have? Or?
Well, of course, the most popular kind is your barbed wire fence, which is strands of wire with barb on it, points of the word sharp points. And most of the time it was with four barbs, in other words, and this is what kept your cows from going from one area to another. Your second most popular kind of fence is just your regular board fence, in other words, and those are made out of one by fours. And of course, whether you're using a barb or a barbed wire or a board, you were involved, you had to use post. And most of the time your posts were ever 5 feet apart. And then when you come to a corner, if you were going to come to a corner and go right or left, then you have to use what they call a corner post, which most of the time was a real huge bollard post because it was strong enough that it carried the support of the whole row, in other words.
This board fence, was it horizontal?
In other words, it ran... it was usually, most of the time, it was either four or five boards. They weren't together. They were about a foot apart. You put your first one on, and you skip up a foot and put another one on. And they all ran in the same direction.
What about a fence made out of wood that you could have around a yard or a garden?
What would be the name of it?
Maybe it's pointed at the top, possibly, and vertically.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure something you've seen is maybe be made out of boards a couple of inches wide and maybe this tall and jocked off.
Oh, a picket fence. A picket fence. Yeah, now I know what you're talking about. A picket fence.
How would they be nailed together or woven?
Wired together. That have sections of wire holding all those pieces of wood together.
Any other name besides picket fence?
Picket fence, that's all I've ever heard it called.
What about a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
No, not in this area.
What would you call that?
I don't know, stone fence, I guess. I don't know, rock fence. I've never had any experience with one in this area. Seen them, but I don't know what they would be called.
When you're raising cotton, you go out there with a hoe and sort of thin the cotton out. What do you say you're doing?
Chopping it.
What about scraping cotton?
No, chopping in this area.
Have you ever heard the term scraping?
I've heard it, but it never was used here in this area. Chopping cotton is what it's called.
And the kind of grass that you're trying to get out of the cotton field?
Bermuda grass. Everybody knows that.
What else?
Johnson grass.
And you ever see a fence that went in and out like this, made out of wood?
Yeah.
What was that called?
I don't know what it's called. I've seen one, but I don't know what it's called. We never had experience with those either. Putting them up, I mean. I've seen them, but I don't know what the proper term is.
Do you ever hear of a rail fence or a chain fence or stake and rider fence?
No.
And something you'd use to carry water in?
A bucket and a pail.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Most of the time a pail would be metal, bucket would be wood.
And the thing you'd use to fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Any other names?
Fry pan.
What's the difference?
None.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in a house, you'd put them in the...
I mean, what would you put them in? A vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody to eat with. You'd give everyone
a knife and a fork.
And a
spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Steak knife.
Or several steaks.
Several steak knives.